Whole Body Armor, declaring your health independence. Welcome to Whole Body Armor with Janine and Kat, exposing how our health freedoms are continually being eroded from us each and every day. Our goal is to expose the bad guys and free one mind at a time. And now here's your hosts, Janine and Kat.
Boy, what a gorgeous day it is today. I didn't see any chemtrail planes at all. Why? Because they're down spraying the people at the Gulf. Unfortunately, they are. But today, you know, we're going to present part two. We did part one and we talked about the oil spill. We talked about the chemicals and the health hazards. And we're going to cover part two. And We had listened to Lindsay Williams, Pastor Lindsay Williams, who was on Ernest Hancock's Declare Your Independence, and he spoke about the gases and the hazard that they're actually they're at such high levels that they're not talking a whole lot about it, but it's very, very serious. And the dispersant of choice, BP's dispersant of choice, Core Exit, is being applied not only on the surface water, but also at great depths, and it is experimental. When they used it, a similar type up in Alaska during the Exxon spill.
Valdez.
Thank you, Kat.
That's
Valdez.
My pleasure, honey.
Yes. After the autopsy, the animals and the fish, they found that their brains were fried. You know, it created some severe brain frying went on. So it's not a good thing. You know, and they're spraying it over the ocean, and they're spraying it over the land, and even the CDC site. When I pulled up the information on the CDC site for the safe exposure limits, time, and amounts, the CDC site used verbiage like brief contact will do no harm. Well, what is brief? I mean, is everybody's brief the same brief? You know, this is what blows me away. It also said things like, you know, when it's, you know, you're exposed several times, you know, what's several? Three, four? You know, brief, several times, what does it do? It causes central nervous system problems, sleeplessness. Well, I know if I can't sleep, there's something going on. And damage to your blood. You know, what? Red blood cells? White blood cells? Damage to your blood. Kidneys. It causes kidney damage. Well, I know I need both of mine to live. It causes liver damage. Well, the liver and the kidneys are the two major organs that purify my system, so I can't live without my liver. And what it also does is it leaves a metallic taste in your mouth. You know, it also went on to say most people will not be affected, you know, if they're just around the dispersant a little bit, you know, and most people aren't going to be around the dispersant very much to ever be affected. So I found the CDC site very, very confusing and very, very generic. So what we were looking at is, you know, we found out that they were spraying the chemical up to 300 miles away, and residents were questioning the EPA and really got no answers. Kat, would you please play the next clip that we have picked out?
Now, this is the thing, is that the oil was just starting to show up on the shores of Alabama. We saw on the bay that there was oil collecting on the beaches, and as soon as that happens, they come over in the middle of the night and fly and disperse the toxic anorexic, neuroxic in the air at night. I mean, it's into the water, sorry. But it was as soon as it showed up, they were there trying to cover it up.
How close to the population now are they spraying the chemicals?
Oh, the people live right on the water. All the people live right on the water.
So they are literally spraying this on top of people's heads and in their backyards at night?
It's literally falling in their backyards. The people, the homes, all have docks. These are people that live on the water. These are people that get their livelihood and their food from the water. And they're spraying this in the middle of the night. This is what we've heard. And we've found footage online that they are dispersing it from airplanes. And it just seems like they knew as soon as it hit this area that this is what they were going to do, that that's their plan.
I saw you, James, attempt to talk to the EPA, and they're not giving you any answers. What you just said right now is crucial. If they're spraying Corexit so close to people's homes, this is criminal.
Yep. This is criminal. It sure is. And they're trying really hard to cover up their little heinies. BP has hired Wackenhut. And we will come back in a few minutes. We're going to go to break, and we're going to talk about what's happening with Wackenhut, the police state we're living in.
Stem Enhance supports the natural release of stem cells from the bone marrow. There is no better way to maintain optimal health than the body's own natural renewal system.
Effective Stem Enhance has been clinically tested by an independent lab in a double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover study. In that study, 1 gram of Stem Enhance, which is 2 capsules, supported the natural release of stem cells, increasing the number of circulating stem cells by 25%. This is the equivalent of about 3 to 4 million new stem cells in the blood. This study was published in a peer-reviewed publication called the Journal of Cardiovascular Revascularization Medicine in September 2007. This is something your body does naturally anyway, and yet it can dramatically improve your health. And since many studies have shown that optimal health is related to a higher number of circulating stem cells, we believe that Stem Enhance is the best thing you can do to support your body's own natural mechanism of health and renewal. Wow, can you believe what you've just heard?
To tip your scales towards wellness, go to GetMoreStemCells.com or call 480-488-7894. GetMoreStemCells.com. There are those of us that want to control our own health, and then there are those that just won't let us. Which one are you? Welcome back to Whole Body Armor. We are talking about what's going on with this oil spill. And what we found is BP has hired Wackenhut to police the area of New Orleans. And, you know, we call them the thugs, I guess. They're the thugs. And we have a clip that we'd like you to listen to. Kat, do we have it ready?
Every security guard here has given the instructions to every single news crew. You can be with outside of 100 yards of the workers on the boom.
And who's saying that? Because nobody can tell me, unless you're the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, you're the Coast Guard, or you're the military, can you tell me where to go on this public beach?
I can tell you where to go because I'm employed to keep this beach safe. And right now, those are my instructions. I have to keep the workers safe as well.
I'm going to go and try and talk to a worker under the tent. Can I do that?
No.
He's on a break.
You're not allowed to interview any workers.
The workers can talk to the media, according to the BP CEO 2 days ago.
Word still hasn't trickled down to you all? We've already heard that one, too.
Yeah. What do you mean you've heard that one? It's true.
The email does not explicitly give you permission to do that.
There are quotes from Doug Suttles that say no one has been barred access to talk to the media, and that it's a misunderstanding, and the word hasn't trickled down to all the appropriate channels yet. That's what he said 2 days ago. So 2 days later, that word still hasn't trickled down.
It's been briefed to us.
By whom? Who's briefing you all?
That's not important right now.
Well, if you're telling me that I can't do it, it's important that I know who's briefing you.
What's important right now is you cannot talk to the workers. You're interfering with their jobs right now.
If there's somebody on break, I'm interfering with his job?
Yes. You're interfering with his rest. Sir, you cannot talk to anybody there.
Can I yell from a distance?
No. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. Sir, you cannot interview the workers.
So y'all have certain things y'all are instructed to do.
A worker, who are y'all employed by?
Talent Security. It's on our shirts.
Well, that's
I can see that. I mean, who's employing Talent Security?
I have no...
We've been instructed to wait for this.
That guy right down there who's a supervisor just said if they want to talk to me, they can. And now you're telling them not to talk to me.
No comment.
Are you all afraid to talk? Are they, I mean, do they intimidate you all? Are you afraid you're going to lose your jobs if you speak to the media?
Don't want to. Y'all don't have to say anything. All y'all have to say is I do not want to be interviewed.
I do not want to be interviewed. Does anybody want to be interviewed?
No.
I just wanted the opportunity to ask to see if anybody wanted to talk to the media. And if you all say no, then I'll walk away. So everybody, nobody wants to talk. All right, I got you. Thank you for your time. And thank you for cleaning up the beach.
So what we have is we have Wackenhut policing the beach. We have workers that have lost their livelihood unless they go to work for BP. And sounds to me, you know, looks to me, because I saw the video, it looks to me like they really are intimidated to not talk to anybody. And the information that I have pretty much spells it out that their job's going to be there for a while until they're too toxed up by either the dispersant or the gases that are coming out of the seabed. Because right now, the information is this, 20,000 to 70,000 PSIs of sediment is coming out of this well. And it is eroding the walls of the well itself. Human technology cannot contain liquids at these pressures. Especially when you put liquids at this pressure under 5,000 feet of water. You know, doing it on land is one story. Doing it this far in the ocean is another story. There are plumes that are being generated as far out as 20 miles away because we have new seepage. There's five or six of them. So cleanup is going to go on for a long time. Let's hope that these men that are out there cleaning up are being given the proper clothing and gear to handle what's coming their way daily. Thad Allen, I think that's his name, Thad Allen, head of the U.S. Coast Guard, stated, "The oil isn't just flowing from the pipe anymore. It has bursted out through the well walls. It's finding its way to the surface." And this is something that we've never had to deal with before. So we've got some problems. As long as we've got that much coming up, we've got gases coming up also. But I want to cover next, I have in front of me the Core Exit PDF file. And I found it just as baffling as the CDC site. You know, first of all, it says warning, it is combustible. So no smoking. So I hope they're not smoking on these boats. And they're talking about burning off the oil and gas. Well, that sounds like fire to me. It says avoid breathing the vapors. Do not get on your skin, clothing, or in your eyes. Do not take internally. Wear suitable protective clothing. You know, human health hazard, acute. Primary routes of exposure, eye and skin. You know, what about this eating the seafood? You know, when you look at indigestion, when you look at digesting, you know, the exposure of digesting, yeah, it's going to cause indigestion, but the exposure, chemical pneumonia, if it's aspirated, you know, what about eating the seafood? I don't think the seafood restaurants anywhere are doing well. You know, they're spraying it over land, or could we call it the fallout? You know, what's coming in through fallout? Repeated prolonged exposure may irritate the respiratory tract. We have a clip next. It's what is it called? The Burris clip?
Yes, it's a fisherman. His last name, I think, is Burris.
And this is very interesting what this stuff is doing to a man who's never smoked a pack of cigarettes a day in his life.
Listen up, folks. Thank you, Kat.
More and more stories about sick fishermen are beginning to surface. They're out in the Gulf, many of them all day, every day, working to clean up the spill. Many blame the chemicals BP is using. One fisherman told me tonight he felt like he was going to die over the weekend.
I mean, I've been up coughing up stuff. Your lungs fill up.
Gary Burris is a longtime fisherman who has worked across the Gulf Coast. He says he woke up Sunday night feeling drugged and disoriented.
Like a sniffing gasoline or something. You know, and I still, my ears are popping right now. I'm still coughing up stuff. I feel real weak. The tingling.
Marine toxicologist Ricky Ott says the chemicals used by BP can wreak havoc on a person's body and even lead to death.
The volatile organic carbons, they act like a narcotic on the brain. And at high concentrations, what we learned in Exxon Valdez from carcasses of harbor seals and sea otters, it actually literally fried the brain lesions.
Congressman Charlie Milosaw wants something done. He sent a letter to the Obama administration calling for temporary health care clinics to be set up
close by so that there can be immediate attention to any people that feel that they have problems, adverse problems that are caused by the inhalation or exposure to the oil.
According to Burris, some equipment was donated to workers in Lafitte, but as far as he can tell, BP has not added anything to the mix. And he says a lot of fishermen are working sick, afraid to speak out because it could cost them.
You got a woman with a baby in the oven and bills due and fishing's closed down. You're going to do whatever you have to look after your family.
Burris says when he went to the doctor after feeling ill on Sunday, the doctor told him his lungs looked like the victims of a three-pack-a-day smoker. And Burris says he has never smoked.
Wow. So what do we got? They're telling us that it's much more toxic than what BP wants to tell us. And it sounds to me like it's pretty bad. So what we got here is, you know, a list of things in this PDF file, you know, that talks about, you know, if you inhale it, you know, treat immediately, get medical attention immediately. Sounded to me like that man was literally drowning in his own phlegm, you know, his own body fluids. What did they call it? Chemical pneumonia. It goes on, you know, personal precautions. Do not touch spilled material. What if it's falling on me? Then what? You know, wear personal protective equipment. What if they don't give it to me? Then what? You know, environmental precautions. Well, it says here, do not contaminate water surface. That's the ocean, folks. Do not contaminate surface water. That's the ocean. And that's what they're doing. You know, we've got another clip about what's happening to the fish and the wildlife. Kat, could you please play that one?
I will certainly try.
All right, we got some big headlines to get to before we get some other big stories today.
All right, here we go. Here are your headlines because we want to start with the latest on the crisis in the Gulf, where the news continues to get worse, if you can believe it. We're now getting word that much of the oil washing onto marshes along the coast could prove impossible to remove. This is why they were supposed to get it beforehand. Jonathan Seri joins us from Venice, Louisiana. It's hard to imagine that the news is getting worse this morning, Jonathan. What's the latest?
It is indeed, Allison, but while it's relatively easy to clean the oil off of sandy beaches, once it gets into the marshes and other wetlands, virtually impossible to get out. They're going to have to try experimenting with some brand new technology to do that. The latest, looking forward today, is that Lisa Jackson, the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, is visiting Louisiana to monitor the response to the oil spill. This will mark her third visit to the region since the spill began Iran just over a month ago. Take a look at this video. Our photographer went out with a local shrimper just off the coast of Grand Isle. At one point, a large school of fish appeared, flapping in the water, many of the fish bumping into his boat, oblivious to the fact that it was there, the fish gasping for oxygen. George Arneson says he's never seen anything like it during the 15 years he's worked on the Gulf.
It's real emotional for me being a commercial fisherman. Knowing that my livelihood, way of life altogether is in great danger of being destroyed. My whole industry is in danger of being destroyed. And I feel like there's just not enough being done.
At one point, Arneson dipped a large bucket into the water. When he pulled it back into his boat, it was filled with thick black sludge. Now, in addition to the toxic effects of the oil, federal regulators have voiced concerns about the impact of the record amount of chemical dispersants BP has been using to break up the spill. Now, you may remember last week, the EPA issued a federal directive asking BP to seek less toxic alternatives. Well, BP has responded to that directive, saying that the alternatives are either not available in the amounts that they need to deal with the spill or haven't been adequately tested on this type of environment that the spill occurred in. And so BP responding that Core Exit, the current chemical dispersant that it has been using, is the best option for use underwater. Look at the figures. They're astronomical. 715,000 gallons of dispersant used so far, 85,000 of those gallons used underwater.
What did he say? He said that that other dispersants haven't been tested. Well, you know what? This PDF file under Exposure Control Personal Protection section, it says occupational exposure limits. Exposure guidelines have not been established for this product. You know, what's BP doing? You know, this is bizarre. We're living in bizarro land. You know, it's unbelievable. Handling, here it says again, do not get in eye, skin, or on clothing. They keep saying that through this whole thing. Suitable construction material. This is a bizarre one, too. Compatibility with plastic material can vary. We therefore recommend that compatibility is tested prior to use. So what we have now is we have the toxicology information, and after all of what's been said, this PDF file says no toxicology studies have been conducted on this product. So why are we using it? Why are we using it? This just blows me away. You know, based on our hazard characterizations, the potential human hazard is only moderate. Only moderate. We got people, you know, after working for a short while, ending up with lungs that look like a how many year smoker?
3 day a pack, okay. Smoker for his entire life. Never touched a cigarette a day in his life.
This is like beyond my comprehension. Anyways, so this is what we've got, folks. We've got a PDF file that says differently than what BP says. And then it goes on to say the human risk is low. Well, just before that, it said moderate. But now it's low. The more you read this PDF file, the less threatening it gets. Interesting. We also have the environmental risk is low. Well, we have another clip, the crop clip.
Quality of barb. Now, farmers are scratching their heads, and some are worried their crops may be lost to the mysterious plague. It's happening along a large swath of land near the Shelby and Tipton County border, along Herring Hill Road, and elsewhere near the Mississippi River bottoms. Sean Scheibot is just back with more.
Richard, Claudia, take a close look. This is what has farmers worried. These tiny dots look as though something burned straight through the leaf, and they're finding this everywhere.
The tiny dots appear different depending on the plant. On corn stalks, the dots seem to turn white in the center. On other plants, a white dust speckles the leaves, then destroys the green life underneath.
We found it all in the herbs, in the flowers, in the
plum tree, in the weeds. It's apparently on everything.
Tony Holt grows organic produce that she sells at area farmers markets. As these farmers inspect the new growth covered in the perplexing plague, they fear their entire crop may be lost. Just down the road, less than 10 miles at Wilder Farms, the damage could possibly hit hundreds of acres of corn.
It's sudden, and it's so wide, it's so large out here. Everybody's seeing it.
It appears to have hit everything. Crops, weeds, trees, and there's nothing in common. The Holts raise organic crops so they don't spray pesticides in any of their fruits and vegetables. The first thought was a parasite or insect, but Wilder Farms sprays pesticides, and the damage is just the same. Farmers here first noticed the damaging dots over the weekend. Then Holt came home to find this, baby Martin's dead.
There's two dead birds hanging out of two different gourd houses, and so we're concerned about that. We don't know that it's related, but it's alarming. You know, we have horses. We're concerned about the horses on the grass. We've got chickens. We sell our eggs at the market.
Now, the farmers that we spoke with are convinced that something in the air caused this damage. They're asking the USDA as well as other experts to look into this problem, and we are too.
Well, guess what, folks? I've got a phone number for you. Yeah, so if you have any questions, you can call this number and you can ask your heart's content, and it's 800-424-9300, and this is the emergency number to this dispersant of choice. So go ahead and call. You know, we also know that, you know, this is just really bad, but it gets worse. It really does get worse. We have gases that naturally occur during dwelling, and these gases during the drilling process is hydrogen sulfite, and it's 5 to 10 parts per million is what they consider safe. Well, they've tested out there, and they're finding 1,200 parts per million. Methane chloride, well, the safe amount is 25 parts per million, or 125 parts per million within a 15-minute time period. They're finding 10,000 times higher than what is acceptable. Benzene is another gas that's out there that happens naturally during drilling. And the safe levels, well, there really aren't any safe levels, 0 to 4 parts per million. They are finding out there in different areas 3,000 to 3,400 parts per million. You know, the effects that these gases have on people is just, you know, mind-boggling. Methylene chloride, well, it affects the central nervous system. And so does the hydrogen sulfide. You know, that affects the central nervous system. I'm going to pull up a PDF file here. And it says that the methylene chloride, causes headaches, nausea, dizziness, clumsiness, drowsiness, and other effects like, you know, somebody who's been drinking alcohol. Now, that's really good. These people are out on boats, and, you know, they can't get away from it. At high levels, it can cause unconsciousness and death. Methylene chloride causes cancer in animals and is regulated as a cancer-causing substance in the workplace. Well, I don't think it's being regulated. If they're not wearing respirators, it's not being regulated. It forms carbon monoxide in the body. Methylene chloride increases chest pains. So it would seem like they would, you know, like heart attacks. It causes heart disease. This is serious, folks. But we're going to go on to the next section of it, and we're going to talk about the benzene. But first, we're going to go to break.
Stem Enhance supports the natural release of stem cells from the bone marrow. There is no better way to maintain optimal health than the body's own natural renewal system.
Effective Stem Enhance has been clinically tested by an independent lab in a double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover study. In that study,
1 gram of Stem Enhance, which is 2 capsules, supported the natural release of stem cells, increasing the number of circulating stem cells by 25%. This is the equivalent of about 3 to 4 million new stem cells in the blood. This study was published in a peer-reviewed publication called the Journal of Cardiovascular Revascularization Medicine in September 2007. This is something your body does naturally anyway, and yet it can dramatically improve your health. And since many studies have shown that optimal health is related to a higher number of circulating stem cells, we believe that Stem Enhance is the best thing you can do to support your body's own natural mechanism of health and renewal. Wow, can you believe what you've just heard?
To tip your scales towards wellness, go to GetMoreStemCells.com or call 480-488-7894. GetMoreStemCells.com. There are those of us that want to control our own health, and then there are those that just won't let us. Which one are you? What is unfolding in the Gulf of Mexico is truly a nightmare of epidemic proportions. Untold millions, if not billions, of gallons of raw crude oil are just spewing out of this volcano at the bottom of the ocean. And it doesn't look like anytime soon they're going to be stopping it up. What also comes out of this volcano mess is the gases. And benzene is one that is, you know, it comes out when they drill. And it comes out in large amounts. And the Department of Health and Human Services, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and so on and so forth, have classified benzene as a cancer-causing carcinogen or other chronic disease states. That's what it causes. And they know, they've known since 1928 there was a report that it caused leukemia. And in 1948, the American Petroleum Institute published a report linking benzene exposure to leukemia again, you know, concluding that there are absolutely no safe levels. So what I have here is I have a CDC. Boy, I guess I depend on them for factual stuff. A CDC emergency preparedness and response paper, facts about benzene. Benzene evaporates into the air quickly, and it usually hovers in low-lying areas like the bottom of your boat or like sitting on top of the water. It definitely floats on top of the water. Natural sources of benzene are volcanoes, oil wells, you know, crude oil issues. That's where it's going to happen. Benzene works by causing cells to not work correctly. Well, that sounds pretty bad. For example, it causes bone marrow to not produce enough red blood cells, which can lead to anemia. It also damages the immune system by changing blood levels of antibodies and causing the loss of white blood cells. You know, this is serious poisoning. Benzene, you know, at what amount? Well,
I have a question.
Yes?
If it does that to the bone marrow, what is it doing to the master stem cell? It's destroying the bone marrow.
Yes, it is.
And so, and you need your stem cells for reproducing or renewing. What's that doing to the body? And can you imagine? For you and I who take a product that we advertise, that we can't, we absolutely understand this issue probably more than most people.
Stem cells are created in your bone marrow. And the stem cells, they travel through your bone and they go to the area of need because there's a signal that an organ will give out, and they travel in the blood supply. And when they get to that signal, you know, they then can hover in and become that organ of cells, whether it's a liver cell or a lung cell or a brain cell, you know, a kidney cell. They become that. I mean, what Kat's saying is absolutely true. That's why Kat and I take Stem Enhance, because we want optimal number of adult stem cells in our body daily because we are bombarded. And obviously we're bombarded far less than these people that are down on the coast. You know, they are their health issues are going to absolutely be enormous. And
I can't even fathom.
It appears deliberate.
Absolutely. Yes. I think it's absolutely deliberate.
Yes. You know, they know that this is happening, and you don't hear about the benzene on the news. You don't hear about the hydrogen sulfate. You don't hear about these gases that are going to harm these people. And this is what is so sad. It's not just becoming dizzy or drowsy or having an irregular heartbeat or headaches or tremors or confusion or even as far as being unconscious. It's the stem cells, the bone marrow and the other organs that are being affected. And when we have things in the CDC literature saying brief, what is brief? You know, they're out there day after day, hour after hour. What is brief? You know, it's the CDC. You know, what can I say? For control and prevention. Yeah, sure. You know, what I've also found interesting is how they talk about in this how to dispose of your clothing. Removing your clothing quickly. Take clothing off because it may have benzene on it. Any clothing that has been pulled over your head should be cut off of your body instead of pull it over your head. That's what they're saying. Don't pull it over your head, but cut it off of your body and help other people remove their clothing. Well, if this is a gas and you're dizzy and drowsy and maybe unconscious, how are you going to get the clothes off? And then what? You know, it also talks in here about having a shower there to wash. Well, on these boats, when they're moving around these booms, are there showers? I'm not hearing anything like that. So, you know, it's not happening, folks. You know, disposal of your clothes. After you know, have washed yourself, place your clothes inside a plastic bag. Avoid touching contaminated areas of the clothing. Well, I bet all the clothes are contaminated. I bet the whole boat is contaminated. You know, avoid touching contaminated areas that you're working in. Wear rubber gloves. Well, I bet they're contaminated. You know, tools.
But the problem is, aren't they petroleum-based? Some rubber gloves?
Well, yes.
And if it's eating propellers,
well,
do you think maybe we might have a problem with the gloves?
I think that this whole thing is a huge problem. And I think that it's like I said in part one, when a hurricane comes and picks up all this stuff, this oil, this dispersant, these gases, and throws it inland and it floods. If we thought Katrina was bad, this is going to be way beyond Katrina.
This is going to be bigger than anything man has ever seen, I believe, since the flood.
Yeah. Benzene poison is treated with supportive medical care in hospital setting. No specific antidote exists for benzene poisoning. Most important thing is for victims to seek medical treatment as soon as possible. Folks, they're not telling you about the benzene. We need to go to break.
Touch our shores.
Folks, that was Poker Face singing Prayer for America. You can find them anywhere on the web, but at pokerface.com.
Thanks, Kat.
Go, Janine.
Well, the CEO of BP will make good on $10 billion in profit payouts to shareholders despite the spill. Tony Hayward has indicated that he will go ahead with massive dividend payouts to shareholders in the aftermath of the worst oil spill in U.S. history. You know, it took years for the Exxon Valdez oil spill to make, you know, good on their payouts, and they didn't come clean. But it doesn't end there. I mean, Goldman Sachs, folks, just weeks before the spill, sold 44% of their BP stock. Swiss Bank sold 94%. Wells Fargo sold 97%. And of course, Tony Hayward, the CEO of British Petroleum, sold one-third of his weeks before the spill. I'm glad they're looking out for them, because they really don't care about us. God bless you, folks. Thank you.
For Whole Body Armor's archived shows, go to wholebodyarmor.info and freedomsphoenix.com. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. For Whole Body Armor products, go to wholebodyarmor.com.
I hope you guys enjoy Jordan Page, Listen.